Let's move along over here. We're up to Netilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 161. We were studying about how your hands need to be free from any something would interfere between your hand and the water. The water has to come right on your ear. We're talking about under the nails. We're talking about various different things. Now we're talking about rir hayoytze min hamaka. Rir is the kind of pus, that comes from out. You have a wound, and then it dries. You misyabish, and then it dries. It becomes benasigalid. It becomes a scab. So a scab. Im einei makvidolov lahasidoi. If the person is in particular doesn't remove it, oishem itstayl lahasidoi, or there is pain in removing it. I guess depending on what stage it is, after it heals somewhat, it's. You take it off. If it's in the beginning, it can be painful.
You're supposed to remove
this. It falls off by itself.
Yes.
Yeah, but some people just, scratch it off, What? Yeah,
Then you get scars.
Okay. So we're going to ask the pharmacist over here. We got two of them. Two. A doctor and a pharmacist. Okay. So now he says, or if it's painful to remove it, so the means shemate dat lasida kozman shi binyan zeh. So he's not intending to remove the scab, whether he leaves it up there or it's painful. So at this point, we consider this korein amak. We don't consider he's not particular about it because you have to remove things that you're particular about to remove. But as long as you're not going to remove it, that means you're not particular because you're leaving it up there. Ve'einu chaytzel netila, that does not. Considered to be, it's not a chatzitza, does not interrupt for washing the hand. Even though when you immerse your whole body, when you have to go to the mikvah, we are more stringent about a scab, but as far as netilas yadayim, we're not. Zayin, subsection 7.
The scab is part of your body.
You know what? Maybe I'm not translating the word as a scab. Maybe. He's talking about it's the pus or some liquid that comes that dries out. I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about, but I thought maybe the best translation would be a scab. But if it's not a scab, then it's something else. So then maybe it's perhaps he's talking about it's not your body itself, but rather it's just the liquid that comes from a wound. It says from a wound, whether it's an infection or not, then it dries out. I think it's probably what happens is that, from a wound, if it's not bandaged, the opposite, then it becomes...
But you can't go in with the gauze, with the band-aid.
Now we're going to talk about a ring, subsection 7, tabas. If it's stuck, it's squeezed, it's pushed on the finger, then it would interrupt. But if it's loose, it does not interrupt. Why? The water would go in between it and the finger. Yet, he says still, to begin with, one should remove the ring before washing the hands. I feel the fuya, even if it's loose. Why? Because we're not such experts. What is loose? We don't know exactly what loose means. How much loose is loose? People will come to say also when it's pushed hard. No, it's loose. So therefore, it's best to take off the ring before you wash your hands. B'riyavid, after the fact, osalil until moisture the fuya. If it was loose, then the washing worked for him after the fact. You already washed, it's fine. But provided that he poured a whole reviz at once, as we will learn in the next simon, in simon samach beis, in subsection Yudalid 14. But if it was stuck, strong, squeezed, then it did not count for him. Im lipomin makvid oleho la'asira. If sometimes the person is particular to remove it. So, in other words, if you would keep a ring there all the time that you never remove, then you wouldn't be a problem. But if it's, then it would become like part of your finger or something because you always have it there. But if you remove it sometimes, as for example, kigoyin sheyesh bo even toivo, it has a precious stone, has a diamond in it. You know, so you have a diamond ring, okay? So when you wash your hands, you're careful to remove it so not to get it dirty with the water. You don't want to get it into the water. As far as a woman goes, even a ring that does not have a precious stone in it, so she would remove it when she's kneading the dough. She would remove the ring. She wouldn't keep the ring on her finger. So therefore, l'chein chetzetzes la'olam. That's why it would always be a chatzitza afo pisheinu makpedos la'sira shum lichl chamayim. Although she doesn't care to remove it because of the water. The water won't bother her, but still, sometimes she takes it off when she's kneading. So therefore, that's not considered. It's considered a chatzitza. It's considered an interruption. But the man who is not usually need, he does not have to remove the ring that does not have a precious stone before he washes, even if it's not soft, it's hard, because he never takes it off. So a man, he says, without a precious stone, would never take off that ring. Keeps it on all the time, and therefore it becomes like part. It doesn't have to take it off. But a woman, it depends if it's... a man only with a precious stone would have to, because by precious stone he would remove it because he doesn't want to put it in water. But by a woman, since they normally did...
Yeah,
I'll take it off. Yeah, but you would still need to... You would still need to remove it when you wash. You should still remove it. You don't really, if you never,
yeah.
I can't get it off. Okay, so then you can wash it. Yeah, go ahead.
And then you have to take the ring off when you put tefillin on.
You don't put the strap on your ring. You put it on where? How do you? It's not interrupting. You would have to if you what? Where? Well, like he has his ring on the finger. This finger. There's no tefillin on that finger. The watch off, yeah, the watch off, because that's tefillin. Yeah, but if you put the ring on the middle finger, then you would have to take it off. But you don't put it, the your own. So he says you don't have to take off the ring, you don't have to take off. But it's pretty loose, it comes off.
Sometimes, some days it will, some days it won't.
Why does one have to need two rings?
Depends on the weather.
Why do you need two rings on both hands? In the old days, when you had two wives, you need two rings.
Yeah.
But what is today? I don't know what you need two rings for.
I don't know. I have a college ring. I can't get on. I gotta have it made bigger.
Yeah.
I have a. You know, when you graduate college, you buy a ring.
Oh, really?
So it has the stone in it. Some precious stone. Something. Yeah.
My girlfriend had her ring enlarged so she could take it over the knuckle easier for washing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have it made bigger. It's heavy. It's really heavy.
But in Chabad, most men don't wear rings.
They don't wear wedding rings either.
The women wear
better,
sure. Men, no, I'm talking about wedding rings.
But the Orthodox don't.
Most men don't.
But not just
and that's what would be an issue on Shabbos for those who don't wear it all the time. We're people that wear it all the time is different.
Oh, because you're carrying a ring.
That's right.
So what does the man do after he gets married with the ring?
What? We don't get no rings because it's only the woman gets a ring. The man doesn't get a ring.
Oh, label just put the ring on. She didn't put a ring.
No, of course not. No.
But in some Orthodox communities, the men don't wear rings.
Yeah, you know, they try to mimic the other ways. But the Shulchan Aruch definitely talks about rings for men. Doesn't say that it's related to their marriage or not. It talks about rings. The olden days also, the people used to use their signet used to be a ring.
Wax.
Yeah, wax, different yeah. Things. So it was part. They made some other uses out of the ring. You know, so men used to wear more rings. It was to be more common. Yeah. Signature, right, yeah. So that, yeah.
You know, it's just like when we die, they break the ring. Because that seal is only good for that one person. Mm-hmm. Nobody could forge his signature.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one final sif in this siman, in Sif Ches. Says, Shir Nitilas Yadayim, what is the amount that we wash the hand? Kol Hayad Ad Hakona Shel Zroya. You go up till the hand in this place. Yeah. Kishir Kiddush Yadayim Shem Mikdash. That was the amount that one washed in his hands in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen, they washed their hand, that had to be